This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good Day Health. Hi, Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Should I be more formal with my introduction of Ken rather than saying hi? Should I say hello? And welcome to Good Day Health, one of the 2 hours every weekend where you can listen to the experts in terms of medicine. Dr. Ken is a noted cardiologist, but he doesn't just practice cardiology and preventative cardiology, that sort of thing. He really knows about your body from head to toe and is excellent in trying to share that information with us every week here on the program. So I want to start with Ken getting his shot. The latest COVID shots are available. People are getting them. What did you anticipate was going to be the effect of it? And what actually has your body said to you since you got the shot? Could we call this a booster, or this is kind of like a new COVID shot, right? It's not really a booster.
Well, it is a booster, but it's the newest booster, and it's different than the original booster because it combines half of the original booster, which was against the original strain, and it combines a booster that's selective to Omicron BA4 and BA5.
Mm-hmm. So you had the shot. You don't administer the shot to yourself, right? Do you give if people come into your clinic and they need the shot? Well, I think sometimes you shoot your, if you need insulin, you give yourself a shot, right?
Well, so vaccines you don't self-administer because they're given in the deltoid muscle usually, and that's just not a place where you, I guess you could, but it's not customarily done.
Just sit on the needle. I got my shot in my arm. You got yours in your butt?
In the arm.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So anyway, I didn't say the gluteal muscle.
I said the deltoid muscle.
Oh, that's right. You said deltoid. I was thinking it was a different location.
Not the gluteal muscle. I think that's what you heard, or that's what you imagined.
Maybe that's what I was imagining.
When you and I were little boys, like we got our penicillin shots there.
In our butt, right. Yeah, I think I remember getting a lot of shots in my butt, but I still have a little scar. I think I showed it to you once on my arm.
Yes.
Where we got the shots, when we got all the, like the master shot that we got, and there was always usually a little, you could tell where the shot was because there was a little thing that appeared on your arm, on your skin. Do you have that?
Our pediatricians, when you and I were little boys, loved to take aim in our butts.
Right. There's a visualization. All right, let's keep moving here from that COVID idea. So you have had after you got the shot, did you feel sick? Did you feel woozy? Did you feel tired? Did you feel anything?
Again, let me just say that I'm not advocating. I'm just talking for what I personally decided to do because, you know, I think at this point everyone has made up their decision about whether they're going to be vaccinated, boosted, or whatever. And so I'm not here to convince anybody of anything. I'm here to answer questions. I'd love to. And that's what I do. But I'll just tell you for myself, after deciding, you know, what is looking like for the rest of the year and you know, where I am in life and what I do, I just thought the best thing to do would be to get the new booster, which is a combination, again, of the original strain with Omicron BA4-5, which ironically is not even the most common strain right now. And we could talk about the debate about whether it's good or not to actually be chasing the latest strain with the booster, because there's some evidence that that may not even be a great idea.
Well, but let's talk about the pros and cons.
We could talk about that. Give me a second. But I did get it, and the bottom line is I responded exactly the way I did the other three times that I've been jabbed regarding COVID. And I haven't, some people have had up to 5 shots at this point. I have not. This was my 4th. And I responded exactly the way I did with the other 3. Barely felt anything going in at the moment with the new needle technology, and barely felt anything that day. But the next day, boy, like a Mack truck hit me. I just lost a day with fatigue and some stiffness and some chills, exactly the way I felt with the others. But the next day, so 2 days after the shot, when I woke up, it was like nothing had occurred. So there was no way I was going to get to the gym the day after, and I shouldn't. All I did was just listen to my body. I succumbed to my body. I didn't try to fight it. I just took a rested day, spent most of the day on the couch or in bed, just relaxed. And it's something I rarely have the good fortune to do. And I didn't fight it. I just rested. And but the day after, so 2 days after the shot, I woke up. It was like nothing had happened. It's a dramatic difference in day. All the experts tell me it's a sign that your immune system is revved up and acting, not over revved, but responding well. And so when I get it, I know I'm going to lose a day. And I have a feeling, my crystal ball tells me that we're going to be combining this with the flu shot, making this into a once a year adventure. And I feel even more strongly about folks getting the flu shot because I think this year's flu is a wallop.
All right. So then if I were to say to you, last year, remember, I got all of the shots on your advice and my family's advice. I wanted them to be protected. I didn't think I needed it for me. And that may have borne out because I don't think I've had it. We argue about whether I had it the first week it was around. Who knows? Not worth talking about. But this year I sort of thought I'd get the shot, and then I thought, maybe I don't think I need it. And then I was thinking about the flu shot. I got the first one in my life last year. I got them all the same day. Bing, bang, boom. And so then I felt like I was okay. I was protected, but I've never had the flu either. So I'm thinking this year, do I want to or I don't want to? I'm going to do a lot of traveling in January, February, and March. Pretty much every weekend I'll be on a plane going someplace. And so does that make me more vulnerable?
Yes.
Or I know. So am I smarter to get the shot? I just can't afford to lose a day. As much as that sounds weird, I just can't.
Do you want me to give you personal health advice?
Yes, I do. I always want you. Hold on a second. Wait a minute. Let me do a commercial, then you can give me the personal advice. All right, hold on a second. It's Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with us on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with a word to the wise about the time of year. We're entering into the holiday zone. And with that zone comes a preponderance of wonderful appetites and great food. Think about all the things we're going to eat, the snacks between now and Thanksgiving, which is coming up this next week. Thanksgiving food, the aftermath, all of the great things that we'll have party-wise between Thanksgiving and Christmas, eating, and eating some more, and then in Christmas and New Year, it goes on and on. So what do you do about protecting yourself from becoming overweight? If that's on your mind, it isn't on the mind of about 34% of Americans, apparently, who are overweight, but for those who have a conscience about their weight and their well-being, there is always Calitrin. Calitrin, Calotren. It's the amazing weight loss formula. There's no trickery in it. You have 3 main ingredients that are all natural that check your weight. As you've lost it, you got to keep it off, and that's what Calitrin does. There are people who will tell you at Calitrin it's a 90-day program. I'm sorry, I don't agree with them on that. I think you get on it and you stay on it. It's not expensive, it's very practical, and it does go a long way toward keeping that weight off, which if you go on the offensive, you start doing right now before you get involved in Thanksgiving and all the holiday parties, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So look online at toploss.com for the stories of people who have been successful in losing weight and keeping it off. It's simple, non-toxic, and it works.
86% of the time. See how the program would be designed for you by going to toploss.com. Take the Doug when you're taking stuff at the end to order it, and use the Doug code. You'll save no shipping, and you get that 90-day free end of things. So help yourself to toploss.com. Help yourself to losing weight and keeping it off with Calitrin. Do it now while you're thinking about it, if you please.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
All right, back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. So, your advice for me. All right, here it is. I'm open. My ears are both open and my mind is open. What do you want me to do?
Not recommending anything more than what I've done myself. And for you personally, because I know you as your physician, I know your medical situation, and I'm not going to give up any of your HIPAA.
No, you can. You're my friend as well. So I take your advice very much to heart.
Based on everything I know about you and what you're planning on doing, I would recommend that you get this new booster, and I would recommend that you get the flu vaccine. You can get them in the same day, but why push it? But I wouldn't wait too long because, especially with the flu, it's in some areas, it's quite significant right now.
Mm-hmm. But even if you've never had it, what are your chances if you've never had it?
Give me a second, Doug. This year's match of the flu vaccine is extremely good, H3N2. And it's always not that good. So you're going to get it's going to be a hard flu season this year. And it looks like the likelihood of not surviving the flu is worse right now than COVID. It's kind of switched. And, so it's so important.
Back to the way it used to be. 60, 70, 80,000 people a year die of the flu, and nobody talks about it.
Right now, you're more likely to not survive the flu than COVID-19, and that can wax and wane, but that's where it is right now. So, and it takes about 2 weeks for the flu vaccine to become effective. So I would think about it all.
All right. There's Ken's recommendation for me. Take that to heart, too, if you fall into that same sort of category, traveling and being out and about.
Your
that
age.
Sort of thing.
Your age is kid.
And age. Yeah, he's always got to get that in. All right. It's 21 after the hour, and Good Day Health.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Half the hour now. This is Good Day Health this week. As usual, Dr. Ken Kronhaus joining us for an hour of conversation, information, updating you on a lot of the research that he's done by looking at some of the magazines. That's old hat now, right? There's no more health magazines. They put it online, right? You don't have to. Does anything get delivered to you? Some of these journals, do they actually appear in print or is it just online?
We look at it online, but yeah. There are still some print. You know, you go into the grocery store and you see how many magazines there are.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true.
When you and I were little boys, there were aisles full. Now there's
just a few. Yep. All right. Let's talk about the health effects with COVID-19 infections. I have had a conversation with somebody this past week who's had 3 bouts with COVID. What the heck is that doing to her body?
Well, that's another reason to think about why you want to get boosted. This came out of Nature Medicine this week. It's a bit of a concern. And what they learned from looking at a lot of people is that every time a person, Doug, gets infected with COVID-19, their risk of dying or suffering serious long-term health problems increases dramatically. People with repeated COVID-19 infections, they were twice as likely to die and 3 times as likely to be hospitalized compared to those only infected once. A big deal.
Wow. That's amazing, actually, when you get right
down to
the
breath. Nature Medicine this week.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder about some of these, when you look at Nature, does Nature Medicine take into effect supplements? Is that part of what they, you always say, and Jack Stockwell says the same thing, that food is, you don't like people to take supplements, food is the best medicine. If you can get real food and eat things that are natural, nature-based, so I wonder about this, Nature Medicine, does it embrace
that philosophy? Actually, this is a scientific medical journal called Nature Medicine. Ah. So it's not quite what you're envisioning it as.
Mm-hmm.
And
But I think it brings us around to thinking, though, about eating the stuff that you always talk about, the Mediterranean diet and having
absolutely. It's just disconnected from this particular journal, but don't underestimate. I'm a huge advocate of healthy living, of healthy diet, of healthy exercise. You know, an old cliche out of my mouth is my favorite drug is exercise.
Yeah. Right, and it served you well. It served me. I just think that the more you move, you know, you and I have talked about this many times. How is it that, as you're so happy to point out, at my age, I'm as active as I am? And the reason that I think I am, maybe there's some heredity in it, maybe it's my lifestyle, but I just keep moving. When I get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, I start moving, and I don't stop until 8, 9 o'clock at night. Just move, keep going, doing things, occupying my body, occupying my mind, and, you know, so there's a certain amount of stress involved in it, but I don't know, I just think that it's, I give it credit for keeping me going, frankly. Just keep moving. One of the things that I love about talking to Ken, the things that stay on the table, if you will, we have a podcast every week, a Good Day Health podcast, focused on the conversations that Ken and I have here on the air. For example, if you look at some of the recent podcast discussions, certainly there's always the COVID thing that gets into our conversations, but we also have had a lot of conversations lately about dementia. We've always talked about e-cigarettes and how much of a problem they are. There are a number of topics that are in each of our visits. I was looking at the conversation about gut and what you know, we all know that our gut is the root of our health. So anyway, check out all of our discussions. All the Good Day Health Show podcasts are free at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I use an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week, but my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Meadow Whey, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Whey has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Whey can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The Uvalde officer who was leading the city police department during the hesitant law enforcement response to an elementary school shooting that killed 19 children and 2 teachers has stepped down. This is according to a city spokeswoman. Lieutenant Mariano Parguez, who was already on leave, retired Thursday after 18 years working for the city. His retirement will be immediate, but the city is still processing the paperwork. Parguez is the second police leader to leave law enforcement in the fallout since the massacre in May, which hundreds of officers waited more than an hour to confront the gunman inside a classroom at Robb Elementary School. His retirement comes ahead of a Saturday meeting at which the city council was set to consider firing him. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guarantee. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The hour now. It's the Good Day Health Program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus at your service. He has a clinic down in Mount Dura, Florida. What a wonderful place to go. You didn't get affected much by the hurricane, did you? I mean, you had to close down, but it wasn't a big bad deal from what
it was much less than Ian, fortunately, but it was there.
Yep. Lake Cardiology, the home of Dr. Ken, the people that go there from all over the country. I know I am happy to go visit. I love his staff. You can go whether you're a local. A lot of people listen to this program who are all over Florida, and they call Ken to make an appointment to go see him. And not only the cardiology, as I've said many times, he's good at getting to the root of all of the evil health ills that you may experience. So check it out. Call his office, 352-735-1400. That's area 352-735-1400 to make an appointment to see Dr. Ken, whether directly there in the office, or you can do it telemedically. That's something that is in vogue as well. Okay, now, back to the issues of the week, the studies that you've looked at. Here's one which is focused on damage to your lungs if you're smoking anything, but this is more aimed at marijuana, is it not? And it's actually worse, it looks like, for marijuana users.
This is an article study that was published this week in the medical journal Radiology. Kind of interesting, and listen up, because I think everyone's going to want to know about this. What they discovered is that lung damage, Doug, is more common in marijuana smokers than in tobacco users. Mm-hmm. They used chest CT results, and they compared 56 marijuana smokers with 33 who smoked only tobacco and 57 non-smokers. And interestingly, what they found was that roughly 75% of the weed smokers had emphysema, compared to 67% of the tobacco-only smokers and 5% of the non-smokers. The chief type of emphysema found in marijuana smokers is what we call paraseptal. This is damage at the tiny ducts connecting air sacs in the lung. Marijuana smokers also have more airway inflammation. And a surprising side effect noted in this study was that 38% of the men marijuana smokers had enlarged breast tissue compared to 11% of the tobacco smokers.
Why would that be? That's weird.
Well, gynecomastia, there's a name for this, gynecomastia, when men's breasts enlarge, it must change the hormones, the estrogen levels in the body.
Huh. All right, so let's take this one step further to another bit of information that you've come across this week about people who are in school using tobacco products. I remember how disgusting I thought it was when I was in high school going into the boys' room and these Jerkelberger kids were all in the toilet stalls puffing away like nobody could. When you walk in, it reeked of that horrible smell. And apparently this is still going on. Is it as much as was going on when we were kids?
Sounds like you and I went to the same high school, many miles apart.
Uh-huh.
I kind of say tongue in cheek that was probably the biggest hazard you and I had in high school and how times have changed. But in this particular hazard, times have not changed. This comes out of the CDC this week, Doug, that more than 3 million middle and high school students, they're using tobacco products in the last 30 days. That's a lot of people. It's 11.3% of the students, overall 16.5% of high school students, and 4.5% of middle schoolers reported tobacco use. And the most commonly used products are, you want to guess, e-cigarettes, followed by cigars, cigarettes, smokeless tobacco, hookahs, nicotine pouches, heated tobacco products, and pipe tobacco.
All right, so here's my condemnation of the system.
Please.
If the schools were doing their job, the science classes, the biology teachers, people who are understanding of how nature works, if you're doing your job in the middle school, even in elementary school, high school, wherever, there would be much less use of tobacco products. If the indications, the teaching was there, practical stuff, instead of, and I sound like maybe an old timer, but that be it as it may, I just am sick of all of the crap that you hear people learning in high school, college, and in undergraduate, just in junior high school. I remember when I was teaching junior high school, we used to make a project with the science people. I would have the science people come into the classroom, do a dissertation, show what happens to your lungs when you smoke and what other things happen to your body, and then ask the kids to do some research and write a paper about what may have happened in their family, because when I was a youngster, many more parents were smoking than is the case today. But as Ken's pointing out here, the hazard is the kids are getting more into experimentation because there's more of this crap, like those Juul smoker or whatever those things are that are supposed to keep you from smoking, done just the opposite. Perhaps the most dangerous thing, they may even be, I think we talked about this, more dangerous than even using marijuana. But the schools are at fault here for not teaching, for not taking this thing by the back of the neck and teaching in every possible circumstance the ramifications of what it does to your body. And never mind that. Think about other people. All the studies that have been done on secondhand smoke and what that does. You selfish so-and-sos who are smoking and blow the smoke around and other people have to breathe it. That's a whole different can of worms, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's a hazard.
Yeah, huffery and puffery. Okay, let's talk about sex. Why not, right? Let's get to the nitty-gritty. Apparently, there's some new research that you have studied on sex and what happens if you're an asthmatic.
This comes out of the meeting of the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology this week, Doug. And it sounds like they were having a very exciting meeting.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard of exercise-induced asthma, I'm sure.
Yep.
So much like intense exercise, the news this week out of this meeting is that vigorous sex can trigger an asthma attack in folks with the chronic lung disease. The same measures that keep asthma at bay during exercise can also help stave off a sex-induced asthma attack. So patients should take their short-acting beta agonist inhaler, things like albuterol or Prevenil, should take it 30 minutes prior to sexual intercourse to prevent an asthma attack. And if you think that this might take some of the romance out of the act, just think what an asthma attack, how that takes the romance out of it. So choose which one you'd rather have.
Talk about lack of spontaneity. Well, let's see. I'm going to have sex in a half an hour, so I better take my medicine anyway. Well, that's something to think about for sure. Good warning and good information. Dr. Ken Kronos, Doug Steffen here on Good Day Health. We're going to talk about sleep in a few minutes. A couple of different studies on sleep. And so to intro that, I have a deal. What a deal. From the folks at MyPillow, the Giza Dream Sheet Sets. There are two kinds. There are the summer kind and the winter kind. The Giza sheets that are made from that Giza cotton that's grown in Egypt, fabulous. Smooth, soft, breathable. The sateen weave gives you a luxurious feeling when you jump into it. You'll sleep like a dream. This is available in a variety of colors and sizes. It's washable in the machine, durable, and the sets come with a 10-year warranty. Same can be said for the flannel sheets. Same basic thing, not made out of that cotton, but the flannel. At this time of year, I put mine on my bed the other night. It is fabulous. You're warm and you're cozy. When it's cold outside, it's great to have the Giza sheets. And so go online to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza sheet offer, use the promo code DS at MyPillow.com, DS for Doug Steffen, obviously, DS at checkout, two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for one low price, fabulous, it basically bottoms down to $29.99, that's the price you pay for the set, using the promo code DS, use it at checkout, at MyPillow.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. "Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work." He said, "Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Mike Kappel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh,
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Caledron, and I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix diet product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Caletrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Caletrin consultants at toploss.com. All right, so let's talk about sleep here, Dr. Ken. The American Medical Association is focused on permanent use of standard time, not daylight savings time, which is, you know, this part of the controversy is just switching back and forth, but nobody seems to know what's better. Are the doctors telling us that standard time is better for us than daylight time?
Exactly. I thought this would catch your attention because there has been a bill in Congress to actually go to permanent daylight saving time. But the American Medical Association put out a statement with the American Academy of Sleep Medicine this week, which really has caught a lot of attention. And standard time, according to both groups, is healthier and more natural. Mm-hmm. Standard time shifts daylight hours earlier in the morning, best aligning with the human body clock. According to these sleep experts, Doug, daylight saving time shifts daylight hours to the evening, as we all know. So the sudden change to daylight savings time each March, it's associated with significant public health and safety risks, including increased risk for heart problems, mood disorders, and motor vehicle crashes, according to the AMA. Some studies have suggested the human body clock does not adjust to daylight savings time even after a few months.
Really? All right. Well, it's something really to think about in terms of daylight and darkness and when it happens. All right. There's one other study about exposure to light pollution when you're sleeping. What does that do to your body?
So this is not natural light. This is, you know, heavy bulbs outside your house that shouldn't be on at night. This comes from Diabetologia, a medical journal this week, and it's a Chinese study. And what they discovered was that sleeping in a room exposed to outdoor artificial light at night can increase the risk of developing diabetes. This was a study of nearly 100,000 Chinese adults. What they discovered was that people who live in areas of China with high light pollution at night are about 28% more likely to develop diabetes than people who live in the least light polluted areas. My take of this is that it probably interferes with good quality sleep, and that can lead to obesity, and that can lead to diabetes.
Yep. All right, so that's understood. But sleep in general, this is something when you get down to brass tacks, looking at the kind of stress that a lot of people live with, you need sleep support, and especially during the holidays, because people get traveling and their hours and their habits are changed a bit. So getting enough sleep is very important, and not just after you've had a big load of turkey into that, whatever the ingredient is, that, what is it, tryptophan? It's in turkey that makes you sleepy?
Yes, sure.
That kind of stuff. Yeah, anyway. Sleep is the number one way to health, I think. Exercise and sleep, that's it. And the words of the wise from Dr. Ken here every week for you at Good Day Health. Up next, questions for Dr. Ken here on Good Day Health. Stand by.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
After the hour now. It's Good Day Health Time. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. Don't forget, he's there at your service and certainly on your side. The line's available 24 hours a day into his office. Leave a message. Say, I want to have an appointment with Dr. Ken. If you live in Montezuma, you maybe want to do the telemedicine route. Telemedical connections, direct connections, they're all wonderfully helpful when you're seeing Ken. Check it out. 352-735-1400 is the number for Ken's Lake Cardiology Clinic. 352-735-1400. I have a question about RSV. Now, there are a lot of people, especially as you get older, hospitalizations as a result of RSV. I've heard people talk about it, but I don't really know. What does that stand for, and what does it do?
RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, it's a common, highly contagious virus that affects the respiratory tract of many young children.
Is it connected to COVID at all?
No, it's a separate virus.
Okay.
And the reason why it's a horrible problem because it's a very common reason why young infants, young children get hospitalized. And it's very, very common this year. We're seeing much more of it than we've ever seen. The pediatric cases have skyrocketed this year, probably because a couple of years ago the kids were isolated and they had a very light year, a mild year, and now they're coming together. It's very contagious. But the news out of the CDC this week is that it's actually sending more older people to the hospital, 10 times higher older people, older adults than children, which is very unusual. And my advice is that if you're planning a family holiday gathering, anyone who might have RSV should stay home to minimize social interaction. particularly with people over 65. This is thought of as a disease of the young, infants, but it is a killer of older adults. And it's just not that common, but this year it is uncommonly common, and we really need to think about it. This is part of the triple threat that you're hearing about, you're seeing in the media of what's occurring all at once, the three viruses, COVID, the flu, and now RSV. It's a mouthful. Respiratory syncytial virus. There is not yet a vaccine for this. And when I, a couple of weeks ago, when I told Doug about one that's very much in development with a promising early result, giving it to a pregnant woman, he got a little uneasy and upset. But this, if you've ever been with an infant in the hospital who has RSV, you would think this was a blessing. And I predict by next year, we're probably going to have RSV vaccines for young children, one for a pregnant woman, and one for elderly. There's probably going to be three different choices, and I think this is going to be available by next year.
All right, let's talk about Jay Leno. Most people have read the story about him suffering serious facial burns, neck burns, the third-degree burns in this gas fire at his garage at the Burbank Airport. So the car exploded. He's a big car lover. We all know him from the Tonight Show and his comedic his performances all around the country. So what happens? He's supposed to have a skin graft. How does that procedure work? What and how does he look at when he's all done? Is he going to look the same as he did before?
Well, that's a good question. They're going to have to. With third-degree burns, that's the most serious level of burn. You really burn down deep into the skin, and he apparently must have really damaged the skin, and he needs new skin. And they're going to take it from different parts of his body and move it to the places where he needs it, just find replacements. So hopefully this all turns out. This is where you, it's nice to know a great plastic surgeon.
Yeah, I would think, and there are a lot of them in La La Land, so he'll probably be okay. He was lucky he didn't get hurt worse, given if you saw the pictures of what happened. He credited a friend for saving him that was in there at the time because he was kind of knocked out. So hold a good thought for Jay Leno, certainly a national treasure. Dr. Ken is a national treasure as well. He's here every week answering your questions and doing the research. Check him out at Lake Cardiology, 352-735-1400. And check out the free Good Day Health Show podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com. It's 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.